We're live from the Murray Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. It means we go across the country, mob. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, and Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, and I'm taking it right through 12 noon Queensland time. Indigenous dialysis patients pushing for grassroots community health service. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Jackie Hughes, kidney specialist at the Menzies School of Health Research on the line. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for coming to the program. Indigenous dialysis patients pushing for grassroots community health service. Look, it's a lonely track there in regard to dialysis, and especially with our mob out there in communities, yes?
Yeah, we had a recent meeting in Darwin where we collected the voices of some of our patients and their close support people or carers together to give them an opportunity to speak about what they feel about kidney treatments and what information they had to inform about where they think improvements to healthcare delivery could be made.
Well, we were talking about remote part of Australia. You know, patients whose kidneys are failing often have to leave their home communities to seek dialysis treatments in larger cities or towns, so which is away from their family, and that in itself is a lot of pressure emotionally, mentally, all the above.
Absolutely. So one of the feedback that the patients had said was that the way that the models of kidney health services for people who need dialysis treatments is currently funded and provided doesn't actually meet everyone's needs. So they identified that there were limitations in that. And again, like you said, they identified that it really didn't allow them to connect well with family, to maintain employment, to feel like they were safe, and to be strongly connected with culture, which were all things really important to patients. And they wanted to let us know clearly that the health service design and delivery at the moment didn't meet all those needs, which were critically important.
So, Doctor, with the meeting in Darwin, and look, fantastic for patients and family to have their say with the findings and with the conversations as such, will this be taken further regarding dot and I's, crossing T's, and making this right?
So I'll give you the context of why we had it in Darwin and why we had it at this time of year.
Please.
As you know, there's the expectation of health systems in Australia that there should be universal access to healthcare. And there's actually provisions, guidelines and recommendations that care should be provided in a way that's appropriate for the needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. That's one of the quality and safety standards in our healthcare system.
Yes.
And also that healthcare provisions should be evidence-based and have high quality. So we know as clinicians working with patients that it's important that we touch base with our patients, users of the healthcare system, to make sure, are we on track? And if we're not on track, where do we need to change and why? So the meeting in Darwin was part of a larger program of professional learning for kidney specialists around the country. That was called the Australian and New Zealand Society of Nephrology, our annual scientific meeting. We actually haven't hosted the meeting in Darwin for 16 years. And so as organisers of that meeting, and I was one of the organisers as well as a couple of the other kidney specialists, we wanted to just really promote that Northern Australia is a really important part of Australia.
Yes.
You know, we're all Australians and this is all one great, big, beautiful country. And the needs of people who are living in regional and remote areas, particularly away from those major cities and towns, need to have a voice and need to be able to teach our kidney specialists and policy makers about what's important to them. So we were just giving them a voice at that forum, and it was terrific. It was a forum that was really valued by the clinicians and health services team members that came, and there was such a lot of teaching and sharing of information.
Good.
And the patients should feel so proud that they have really taught us something, and we want to take that and share that.
Well, conversation, two-way street, and hearing for what the people got to say, you know, and talk about closing the gap. That phrase just tucked at there willy-nilly sometimes, but this is a great step forward in regarding communication and closing the gap, another step towards closing that gap as such.
Yeah, so we just wanted to give that opportunity for patients to actually say what they wanted. We're going to write that workshop up, that shared learning up, and make it into a report so that we can actually give it back to the communities so that they've got it tabled there so that they can take that advocacy further. With their permission, we're also going to take it to a national scale. We've sought to engage with our senior national politicians, and also with the Close the Gap Steering Committee to do that. But, you know, these things have to be changed and advocated for at the community level as well. So this is not my data, this is the community data, and the report will certainly be given back to those individual members.
Well, we are talking grassroots, and that's our conversation as such, and you're hearing from the people at the grassroots level, which need to be taken to, like I said, the so-called politicians in Canberra, and act on it in closing the gap. Yes.
Absolutely. So some of the things that really came up that were prominent in the feedback from the group was that having access to kidney care treatment closer to home was really important, and really important on a holistic level of health, not just kidney treatment, but, you know, just that sustainability of regional and remote Australia, that leaving that knowledge base in those communities and that strength base there, being able to be connected with your family, because it's important for our patients to keep growing strong families and children, and being responsible elders. Our patients told us that elders are really important. You know, old people in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, they tell us, was so important. They shouldn't just be put somewhere.
Exactly.
They want them back in community. That was really, really strong message. And, you know, and so I think we need to recognise that even if you're old, people have a strong value, and we can't expect people who might have a greater degree of health illness related to ageing can do all of their own dialysis treatments independently. So they wanted to have models that included extra support, like nurse-assisted dialysis in these places. And the other overwhelming feedback was information. The community thought that information was important across the whole spectrum about why does kidney disease occur, what are the symptoms of kidney disease, how do I know if I've got kidney disease, how do I access information if I have kidney disease, how do I and my family know about kidney transplantation or how to donate, and how do I prevent other people from being impacted like I'm impacted. So we have learnt a lot from our patient experts who are generous enough to come and share these stories of strength about that, how they've been managing kidney disease and how they've been managing that within the existing health system, and how they recommend reform.
Well, when you're talking about taking somebody out of the community to a city as such for health reasons, not being there with their family, or family not being there with them, that in itself is part of the healing process, you know. And like I said, but closing the gap. My other question I'd like to ask is there communication a lot with their First Nations health organisations as such in regarding helping our mob from communities, from grassroots levels?
Yeah, so there was some discussion about that at the meeting. There were young people who came who might have been close support persons for some of the other patients that came, and they had questions of how do I actually get into the health workforce, either as a patient navigator or a support person, or actually as a healthcare worker. There were people who were there from primary healthcare who gave feedback and said that, well, I've asked my employer about how I can get into this space, but they were told that there wasn't enough funding or training. So I think that was a really important recommendation. Cool. We could think about what is there that is already funded, we just need to promote access to it, and if it's not, could we do it? And so it was really quite important that the community across that spectrum of young people to old people recognised that kidney health was important for everyone. Caring for old people is important for caring for community, caring for young people so that they can be the health educators and leaders and support persons was really important. And I really have a strong sense as well that making this, advocating for healthcare reform and design, really does strengthen regional and remote Australia, because we need to keep people there.
Exactly
right.
To look
after the country, to care for community, to be the eyes and ears about biosecurity and erosion and feral animal control. We need to keep strong people in those places. And if they need healthcare support to do that, it's part of a bigger thing. It's not just health. It's about the strength of our whole country.
Too true, too true. So it sounds like a beautiful and a great conversation and a well-needed conversation as well. Dr. Jackie, I thank you for coming to the program and all the best, please. And please do keep in touch with this fantastic conversation as such.
No worries. You guys have a good day.
All the best. Bye-bye. Dr. Jackie Hughes, a kidney specialist at the Menzies School of Health Research, and the conversation in regard to the meeting in Darwin and regarding grassroots people, community mob, having their say and talking about the wants and needs of our mob out there in communities, Indigenous dialysis patients pushing for grassroots community health services. Look, a very important conversation. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black,